You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Thank you. Right. That was meant to be the Andrew Oldham Orchestra with Last Time, and that's meant to have the sample used by The Verve for their massive hit. What was that called? A Sweet Symphony or something? Anyway, I actually wasn't hearing it that clearly, the sample. We started with Michelle Indicello, her take on Atomic Dog. Obviously, George Clinton's big hit. And coming up in a minute, we've got a recent recording by Ronnie Spector and some funky stuff, of course. You're on Land of the Good Groove.
Ngā mihi o te tau hou. For the final weekend of Matariki, Silo Park is transforming into a sensory extravaganza of performance, kōrero, wānanga, live music and incredible kai from food spaces Puna Kai. Plus art installations from Natasha Keating and Bethany Mata Edmonds, Kahurangi Ariki Smith's immersive video game Māori Girl, and Stargazing with Astronomical Society. All this and so much more at Matariki on the waterfront, July 20th to the 22nd at Silo Park. Free for all. For more info, head to the Matariki on the Waterfront Facebook event. Thanks to Panuku Development Auckland and Fresh Concept.
Have mercy. 95 BFM presents Tammy Nielsen at the Town Hall on her Sassafras New Zealand tour, Saturday, August 4th. Her new album, Sassafras, is brassy, sassy, and chock full of soul. And now, Tammy Nielsen is bringing it to you live for one sass-filled night. Tammy Nielsen, Sassafras New Zealand tour with a hot rockin' Band of Rhythm, Saturday, August 4th, Auckland Town Hall.
Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now from Ticketmaster.
Debut novel by IRARC veteran Kevin Powers and starring Alden Ehrenreich, Ty Sheridan and Jennifer Aniston. The Yellow Birds is a powerful portrayal of how war will follow you home.
We look out for each other.
Promise me you'll take care of them over there. God forbid something were to happen. I would like to hear that from you first.
The Yellow Birds, out now on DVD and digital, thanks to Madman Entertainment.
G'day. Right now at your local pet doctor's vet clinic, you can get 10% off your pet's food and flea treatments. Not only that, but you'll save on fuel with AA Smart Fuel. Applies to cat and dog food from Royal Canin and Hills. Excludes veterinary prescription-only diets. Pet doctors. 7 clinics around Auckland. Check out nzpetdoctors.co.nz for locations or call 0800 Pet Doc. Offer ends July 31st.
Yes, it does, Buster. Yes.
Cheer up. What are you even worried about? Do you believe in climate change or something? Everything's fine. Women can vote now. Hashtag feminism.
Concerned for the state of the world today? Want to shine a torch into the darkest crannies of current affairs? Every other week on The Wire is Worry Week, taking a topic of concern and digging in deep.
Next week, substance abuse, legalisation and testing.
Worry Week on The Wire, weekdays 12 to 1 every other week, with your rotating roster of hosts.
Right, that track I played earlier actually wasn't Last Time off the Andrew Lou Oldham record of Rolling Stones hits. So I'll play that one a couple of tracks away. The real track, the Last Time, that was sampled by Verve, because I knew it was obvious sounding, and I couldn't hear it before. But these clear vinyl records, it's just impossible to find the start of a track, and in that case, I couldn't even find the last track. Well, Ronnie Spector's just done an album called English Heart a couple of years ago, and it veers towards Amy Winehouse. She must be about 70 or so now, and so one could expect a change in her voice. I've chosen just a track that's in retro style of the 60s, I'd Rather Be With Girls, which is a cover of an English composition, and I'm trying to see what band did it, but I'd have to guess. I'd Rather Be With The Girls. Well, it must be the Rolling Stones.
I love you, boy. You know what? Here I am.
right. That was that. This time I did play the right track, and I can see why Verve got no royalties for Bittersweet Symphony, because their sample was pretty massive. It was basically the song, wasn't it? And I guess the Rolling Stones would claim that, unless Andrew Luke Oldham got a bit, but was originally the last time with the orchestration by the Rolling Stones producer, one of the worst producers the world's ever seen. He did make the Rolling Stones recording sound pretty awful in those early days, but Andrew Luke Oldham did that instrumental album that was reissued on Record Store Day. Managed to get a copy. Just going to play three tracks I played last night at Tallulah and that I thought sounded good together. And the first one is Mark Ronson with guest Kevin Parker from Tame Impala on a track called Daffodils, and we'll see where that takes us.
Down the pool on the belly of the blue witness. plug three. The one they call Baby Huey. The one that gets all the buddy.
All the
buddy. Yeah, that's right.
A fat funky fruit with a whole lot of tang. A little something gonna do in our own thing. Breaking the beat, others wish they broke. Baseline so good that you just might choke. Don't bite on something that you can't chew. And don't trail behind when I'm coming through. Front the feel that you really can't feel. Cause you're trying to feel what's on my real career.
A tree is growing. Can't you see what I see? A ripe new fruit to loot. We count to 10 before we pass the curse. Now that's family. Equipped with the brothers and the sisters and the sisters and the brothers. And all the others with the funky flares. The bugged out hairs. It's the life of Riley. I'm really ready. Gazing at the Gallifield rap. The cool June bugs. The wicks. The wax. Praise the release for what it be. And praise the Lord for the JBs.
Your hand and the blood is red instead of sellout green. This is not music for an R&B mind. This is flower intertwined with a vine.
In other words, this is rough.
You see what I mean? Or see what Grandpa Bam saw? The funk we transmit is unstable. One condition if I am able to say.
Yes, you may.
Well, hey, let's get on with it. Vocal confetti is thrown, sometimes spitting out the vents of hecklers and fans. Either which way, they all hop on the band. The band, the band. Here comes the band. A tribe of fiddlers all on one hand. Me, myself, and I is dark. Moni love, the mouthpiece is now yours to spark.
Mr. Moni, the only one here who missed the plane back to London. Resided with my brother, then I learned a lot from them. About the groove, how to be smooth and plain funky. And sometimes reggae is kind of funky, but it's cool. But we are beyond the stereotype. Coordination crazy, but still it sounds hype. Rocking over on beat, and I do believe I'm right.
You're right.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
Don't be mad, be glad I missed the plane. I'm staying with my brother's younger soul and the tribe I'm staying. Funky, funky rhymes that always stay the swing. I believe we doing our own.
Soul on to loose ends, and on this on groups like
them. Cause that's where the money's at, honey.
Yeah. The industry's filled with copycats, R&B mixed with sloppy rats. Tribes like us always open doors, but what for? So you can get yours? You ain't into it, all you want is profit. So I ask you please to stop it, leave me alone, get off my bone, cause I'm doing my own.
We'll be right back.
the sound of electronics.
With the bass.
And the tempo.
The horns and our vocals. You know every time I pop into the beat we get fresh.
Right, that's Afrika Bambaataa and Soul Sonic Force with the Renegade of Funk. I started partway through it because some of these tracks are just so long. Before that was Jungle Brothers with Doing Our Own Ding, and a bit of the sample that was based on, Do It to the Music. I tried to fit it in with the track featuring Kevin Parker of Tame Impala, but got the relative volumes totally mixed up. The Raw Silk was so loud, and the other one was quite quiet. Very confusing sometimes. Anyway, I'm going to be at Malt Bar tonight. And when I say tonight, Friday night, because of course this show is repeating on Sundays at 9 a.m. So this Friday, the Friday of this weekend, I'm at Malt Bar from 5 p.m. onwards to about 9 or so, playing some tunes. All sorts, a bit more variety than some days. But let's go with a track that I once read that Matthew McConaughey, and I like his films from the McConaissance sort of time, but the one he does about the male stripper, I heard he was stripping to this song called Dr. Love, and I thought that would be, you know, that's pretty amazing, because I like the track by, I'm trying to see their name now, the vocal group, where's that? Yeah, First Choice on the Sell Soul label. They have lots of great tracks. But in fact, then I never bothered to see the film because he was using a Kiss track, and I wouldn't really want a Kiss track. But this is Dr. Love by, it's reworked here, Joey Negro, I do believe, but I'll clear that up at the end or on the playlist. Dr. Love, the dance song.
Dr. Love, Dr. Love, Dr. Love, Dr. Love, Dr. Love. He feels
Right, that was actually a re-edit by Late Night Tough Guy, Melbourne house producer, I think. He's been out here at least once before doing a house type set, I do think so, but that was his re-edit, not as Joey Negro as I suggested. You're on Land of the Good Groove, got a couple more tunes coming up any minute now.
Independent Music New Zealand and the New Zealand Music Commission present Going Global Music Summit 2018.
Some of the industry's biggest influencers and innovators are coming together in your backyard.
Seminars, workshops, networking sessions, and artist showcase performances. Get the insight you need to take your music to the world.
Last year's sold out, so don't miss Going Global Music Summit 2018. Roundhead Studios, August 30th to September 1st.
Tickets and more info from goingglobal.co.nz.
Biscuits and fresh vegetables every Tuesday from 7 p.m. Replayed 4 a.m. Wednesday and always online at 95bfm.com. With thanks to Love Bucket 309 K Road. Check it.
It will require a minor surgery, but there's nothing to worry about. We're lucky you came in so soon. Okay?
Cool, cool. Yeah. I do have one design question, though.
Semi-permanent 2018, a three-day festival celebrating 15 years as a global leader in creativity and design. More than 50 creative thinkers, artists and designers here to speak and inspire. Semi-permanent 2018, August 9th to 11th, Aotea Centre, Auckland Central. For tickets and more information, go to semipermanent.com.
There's been a few roadworks around Auckland that haven't made it easy to get to the airport on the Skybus. We've had to introduce a connecting shuttle, but we're glad to say
that is now over. Which means getting to the airport from the city is now back to normal. So, with more stops in Queen Street, jumping on the Skybus City Airport service is now even more direct, convenient, faster, and saves you money. Buy your tickets online to save at skybus.co.nz.
Hello, Ms. Toucan. Morning, Mr. Sloth, Mrs. Sloth. And how are you, Mr. Big, Scary, Ferocious Lion?
You never know what you'll find on the BFM Kids Show. Bringing stories, songs, games, and all kinds of fun to your Sunday morning since forever ago. The 95BFM Kids Show with Lee, 7 to 9 every Sunday morning on BFM.
Yesterday I think I posted quite a good story on Chaka Khan from the Chicago paper. She's performing there in a week or so, and I posted it on Facebook. You'll be able to find it on my Facebook page if you want to read. And the background of Rufus, it was quite interesting. A lot of the Rufus came out of a band called American Breed that had a hit. I think it might have been a cover. Maybe they did the original of Bend Me, Shape Me. Not sure. Sounds probably a cover of Davey Dozy, Biggie McIntitch. Anyway, let's go with 1988 version of Signed, Sealed, Delivered by Chaka Khan. And it does just sound a bit 1988, but she's sounding good in the midst of the production.
Along now,
Right, that's Chaka Khan with Stevie Wonder Classic, signed, sealed, delivered. I'll be at Malt Bar tonight from 5 p.m. and at Tallulah next week, Thursday. When I say tonight, Friday night, of course, I'm saying Tallulah on Thursday from 6 p.m. That's just above Britomart, in the Britomart, just above the Chamberlain. And remember, Land of the Good Groove repeats Sunday at 9 a.m. Let's I got this in the Juno sale. It was very cheap, so that's my excuse. But I do really like Johnny Halliday's covers, and this one is one of the least necessary ones to own, but still a bit of fun. Johnny Halliday, the French Elvis.
Sur une plage, il y avait une belle fille qui avait peur d'aller prendre son bain. Elle craignait de quitter sa cabine et elle tremblait de montrer aux voisins.
Un, deux, trois, elle tremblait de montrer quoi?
Son petit, tout petit, petit bikini qu'elle mettait pour la première croyère. Un tout petit, petit bikini, un bikini rouge et jaune à petit bras.
Un, deux, trois, voilà ce qui arriva.
Non. Elle ne songeait qu'à quitter sa cabine. Elle s'enroula dans son peignoir de bain, car elle craignait de choquer ses voisines et même aussi le gêner ses voisins.
Un, deux, trois, elle craignait de montrer quoi?
Son petit itsy bitsy teeny weeny tout petit petit bikini qu'elle mettait pour la première fois.
Un, deux, trois, voilà ce qui arriva.
Eh ben, oh. Elle doit maintenant s'élancer hors de l'onde. Elle craint toujours les regards indiscrets. C'est le moment de faire voir à tout le monde ce qui la trouble et qui la fait trembler.
Un, deux, trois, elle a peur de montrer quoi?
Et son petit tout petit, 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 qu'elle mettait pour la première fois. Un itsy bitsy teeny weeny, tout petit, 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 un bikini rouge et jaune à tes bras. Si cette histoire vous amuse, on peut la recommencer. Et si c'est pas drôle, on s'excuse. En tout cas, c'est terminé.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.